Welcome to this week's highlights. These highlights are a special segment of the Life, Love, Everything Else podcast. The aim of these highlights is to offer quick little messages to inspire, empower, and to offer guidance on different life issues. Now, let's go right into this week's highlight.
Never be lonely, lost in the night. Just run from the darkness, looking for the light. Cause it's a long, hard road, and leads to a brighter day. Hey, don't let your heart grow cold, just reach out.
What do we do in those times when we need that extra boost of energy? We need that extra boost of motivation and inspiration to keep moving ahead, to keep moving forward. And the phrase, Yah mo be there, means that Yah is short for Yahweh, which is God. Mo be there means that God is there. Whatever you may be facing, you're feeling alone, you're feeling unsafe, you may be feeling that no one loves you, no one cares, and you may even feel like you don't love other people. You've become very disconnected from people around you. This is a time to just get by yourself and actually spend that time with God, crying out that you need His help. Yah mo be there. God is already there waiting on you to come to Him for whatever it is you are in distress about. We are required to come to God. God is not required to come to us. A lot of people miss out on their blessings. They miss out on the good of life because they go through things to where they feel like God should just come in to their rescue and like the Calvary without them having to say too much or do too much. And Him being the creator does not have to bow down to the creation. And so that's the thing. God loves us. And He is there for anyone who will call out to Him and come to Him willingly with a pure and good heart and spirit to do it God's way, or even a willingness to be humble. That is when we see God comes through in very powerful and speedy ways. And this is for people who are a little cynical, who feel like, well, they've prayed and they've done that. They've gotten alone and they've cried out to God and God just left them hanging and nothing happened. That's because as they were praying to God and calling out to God for help, as they were doing things that dishonored God, but they're calling on God for help and then do the very things that God said not to do, but wanted God to break through the disobedience and dishonoring that they were doing to God and still come and help them. It doesn't work that way. So if you're in a situation where you truly need Yahweh to come in and be there for you, you have to open that door. You have to be in a position of being honorable to God and being obedient in some kind of way, showing some humility that you sincerely believe in God and that you honor Him to help you to come through this thing. You have to be humble and open your heart up to God and do what is needed for God to come through. So remember, whatever it is you're dealing with, you need more love, you need help, in whatever way it is, remember, Yah mo be there. God is there. God is always available for us. Yah mo be there.
Heavenly Father, watching us fall. We
Thank you for tuning in for my weekly highlights, a segment of Life, Love, and Everything Else. And remember to subscribe so that you are notified when my highlights are available.